In Italy, one industry has found opportunity in the global economic downturn: organized crime. Anti-mafia prosecutors there say the credit squeeze is forcing more and more struggling businesses to turn to loan sharks for much-needed cash. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Every day, headlines bemoan Italy's economic woes. Unemployment is soaring, while tourism, the country's number one industry, is plummeting. In central Rome, most boutiques are empty, and the number of shuttered storefronts is growing. Everywhere, business is down.
Could be 20-30%. A lot, yeah.
Alfonso Fioramonti sells men's shirts in a small shop.
Tourists are a very big portion of our business. And now there is also a crisis in the European countries that were good customers for us.
With bank lending nearly on hold, an estimated 180,000 small enterprises have turned to loan sharks. Confesercenti, an association of shopkeepers, even has its own mafia research department. Lino Busa runs it.
La crisi.
Because of the economic crisis, there are whole new categories of loan shark victims. 90% are small business owners like grocers, butchers, florists, shop owners, people whom shutting down their businesses would be a personal as well as economic failure.
One victim was Fausto Bernardini, who ran an amateur soccer club in Rome. When his sponsors didn't deliver, he found himself short of cash and had to turn to a guy Italians call a strozzino, a strangler. What started with a small loan at 120% annual interest turned into a nightmare.
I couldn't sleep more than 1 hour at night. I'd get up at dawn and drive all over Rome in the hopes of finding anyone I knew who could lend me money so that I could pay the loan sharks. I couldn't think of anything else. They had me in their grip.
Very few victims rebel, only 350 last year out of the estimated 180,000. Bernardini is one of the small minority who had the courage to turn his stranglers in to the police. But it's the foot soldiers who are in jail. He says the white-collar big money men are still at large. Analysts estimate that the various Italian mafias have a turnover of about $165 billion. The commercial activities of Mafia Incorporated represent 6% of Italy's gross domestic product. Drugs are the most profitable activity, but loan sharking has become the criminal gang's fastest-growing business. Tano Grasso, head of an association that fights protection rackets in Naples, says the mafias now have an enormous pool of funds.
The only ones who are not paying a price in this crisis are organized crime groups. In fact, the crisis is a new opportunity for them, because thanks to their liquidity, the mafias are becoming the financiers of struggling businesses.
This week, a report by the intelligence services warned that the mafias are strengthening their hold on commerce, tourism, construction, real estate, trucking, garbage disposal, and health clinics. Analyst Lino Busa says the mafias have widened their activities from their traditional southern base, where they dominate through protection rackets.
The mafias already own large slices of the country. In southern Italy, they're in total control. There is no free market economy there. In the north, organized crime moves in with a very low profile, without alarming society. It has the reassuring face of the businessmen making investments and quietly settling in.
Pietro Grasso, chief prosecutor of the National Anti-Mafia Bureau, warns that as the recession deepens, the mafia's vast pools of cash will become more and more socially acceptable.
I fear we will return to the old adage, pecunia non olet, money has no odor, and that illicit funds will blend easily into the financial system.
Grasso says more and more people will look the other way, no longer questioning where the money comes from. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.